And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is August 13th, Tuesday, I believe. Isn't it Tuesday? Yeah, it's Tuesday. And today we are very pleased to have a Tanner Health System in the studio with us today. We are joined by Wayne Senfeld, Executive Vice President of Behavioral Health at Tanner Health System. Wayne is responsible for Willowbrook at Tanner's inpatient and outpatient behavioral health services. And then we also have Ruth Allison Griffin. She is, what does FNP-C stand for?
Family Nurse Practitioner Certified.
So I knew that.
Board certified.
I knew that. I just wanted to see if you knew that. Family Nurse Practitioner Certified. And yes, Mrs. Griffin is a board certified family nurse practitioner serving the Carrollton, Georgia community and surrounding areas. Today, our primary goal is to educate people about the new retirement community and the innovative ways which Tanner Health and the Birches on Maple are improving senior living in our community. And that is saying it lightly, because there are some amazing, amazing things cooking up over at the Birches on Maple over there. And we also want to be sure to invite the public to their community preview day. It's going to be coming up on August 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can register for a personal tour of the community and learn all about the living options. And that is going to be at liveatthebirches.com. We'll hit that again before the end of the program, but I want to make sure that everybody knows. Awesome. Well, that was a rather limited. The mic's going out on me. That was a rather limited bio, but I would love to, if you would, each of you take some time to tell us a bit more about you for the listeners at home, and tell us a bit more about your history, education, and what brought you into this field to begin with. Let's start with Ruth Allison.
Well, I went to the University of Mississippi, and my first degree was in dietetics and nutrition. And that's really plays a fun part in my day-to-day life as a nurse practitioner. You know, nutrition plays such a huge role in your overall health and well-being, how you feel, how you sleep. All of those things play a role in your overall health. So I love bringing that into play. Primary care is where I've found my passion, especially in geriatrics, which is going to come into play with the new senior living facility. And so as a primary care provider, I've really enjoyed the continuity of care and just getting to know my patients and knowing them when they're younger and then seeing them as they get older.
And you're there for them. You're aware of all the things that they have to deal with. I mean, it's very Norman Rockwell, you know, like you got this one person that's very conscientious of the issues that you face, perhaps genetic family issues. And obviously folks are in good hands with you. And apologies for the background noise. I know it could be distracting. You know, you start hearing that talking. It's like, what's all that? Well, thank you very much for that, Ruth Allison. If we could, let's throw it over to the Executive Vice President of Behavioral Health at Tanner Health System, Wayne Senfeld. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody out there. Yeah, I actually came to the Carroll community over 40 years ago, came to graduate school here, and ended up staying, raising a family and having a career, started out in education, and eventually came over to Tanner about 25 years ago and recreated, with the help of a lot of people, the behavioral health elements at Tanner. And approximately 5 years ago, our CEO, Loy Howard, and our board of directors started to become more interested in the senior living side of things. You know, we have Get Healthy, Live Well that goes out and engages our community and helps to educate our community. And they do a lot of needs assessments. And one of the big issues that kept coming up was seniors were having a hard time to age in place. And what at Tanner could we do to help? And so they charged me with looking at senior living, and I spent a good bit of time going to multiple states and looking at various senior living communities. And I have to tell you, I was not a senior living expert. I'm probably not now, but maybe I know enough to be dangerous. But as I went around, it was pretty scary. The elderly, the seniors that I saw often were just sort of standing there waiting for their turn to ultimately pass away. And I came back and said to Loy Howard, our CEO, I know we can do better than this. And that's where it sort of all started. And we started with the Birches in Villarrica, which is a 62-bed community that's assisted living and memory care. We maintain about 98 to 90% occupancy. And we've been open for a couple of years and doing very, very well there. Very happy with our outcomes. Part of our outcomes is, are our seniors living longer? Are our seniors more engaged? Are they socially engaged? Are they mentally stimulated? Are they active? And I'm really happy to say, and we're looking at that data right now, that our seniors tend to live longer than most communities. And if you go there, if you look on Facebook, you'll see that with Get Healthy, Live Well and other aspects, they're very active. There's always something happening there.
Absolutely. And just a reminder to folks tuning in at home, we are live streaming on our WLBB Community Voice Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to throw those in. I'd be happy to read those to our guests. So, Wayne, thank you. That really speaks a bit to the vision behind the initial plan to develop a facility like this. How does that carry over into the Birches on Maple? I mean, that was a successful strategy there. Can you talk a bit about some of the things that you're perhaps looking to build upon or, you know, improve as you start this new facility over here on Maple Street?
Sure, that's a great question. And so, yeah, next level was, okay, we are running successfully a memory care assisted living, but what happens before that? What happens from retirement on? How can we, as a healthcare system, stay engaged with folks who are entering into retiring? Although it is a 55 and up, most people aren't retiring at 55. But so the next step was to create an active community that was a community that would allow folks 55 and up to age in place for the most part. And so what we have created at the Birches of Maple is literally a community that has retail shopping, that has primary care, that will have other aspects of healthcare related to Tanner, which we can get into if you want to in a minute. But I will tell you, we have about 82 active community homes, a beautiful clubhouse, an outdoor pool, an indoor pool, Get Healthy, Live Well activities, along with an activity director whose sole responsibility is to keep people moving, social, physical, mentally stimulated, learning about healthy diet, learning about healthy activities, and creating activities that actually allow them to do that, along with creating partnerships within our community. One of the partnerships I'm probably most proud of, and I've heard of other senior communities that have tried to do this but haven't really pulled it off. We've been fortunate with President Kelly over at the University of West Georgia that we have a partnership with them. Our community will actually be engaged with the university. We'll go to ball games, we'll go to classes, we'll have them come over to our community, and whether it's art or yoga or whatever, all of that will be going on collectively between us. I'm really happy about that. So anyways, we have 82 active homes. We have 18 cottages that are available to actually lease if somebody doesn't want to own. And then in the tower itself, which is 150,000 square feet, we have 55 independent living condos, 44 assisted living, and 29 memory care units that are all available. It's a beautiful facility. I would encourage the public to come out and take a look. We'll have a bigger open house when it's truly complete in October. But for those that are interested and want to see now, preliminarily, we can do that in the August event that you referenced a minute ago. It's a beautiful facility. The gardens, the grounds, it's all been planned for seniors and for folks who are aging in place.
So cool to see it take shape too, over there at on Maple Street. I mean, initially it was the rumblings of a construction project, and now you just have this oasis taking shape right there, just past over there near the Food Depot, near City Station. And furthermore, how cool that it's right up the street from the University of West Georgia. So there's a never-ending stream of events for, instead of, as you mentioned earlier, in some of these other facilities that you had the opportunity just to kind of scout out and see, you essentially saw people standing around waiting to die. I mean, that's what they're doing. Here, this is an opportunity to live as much as you can, and to really celebrate life. Time is 8:40. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Executive Vice President of Behavioral Health at Tanner Health System, Wayne Sandfeld, and Ruth Allison Griffin, family nurse practitioner certified. I'm going to get that by the end of the program. As we talk more about the Birches on Maple and the upcoming Community Preview Day that's going to be happening on August 27th. So Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, and we got Tanner Health System in the house. Executive Vice President of Behavioral Health at Tanner Health System, Wayne Senfeld, and Ruth Allison Griffin, Certified Family Nurse Practitioner, and we are talking about the Birches on Maple. We are live streaming this morning's show on the WLBB Facebook page, so if you have any questions, comments, kudos, you want to tell us a joke, something, hop in the comments. We'd be proud to read those out to our guest. be sure to check out the full episode. Either on the live stream or on the podcast that we upload to the station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. You can share those. Let everyone know. We all have family that is, we all have elderly family. And, you know, those stairs get more and more difficult as every year passes by. So this is an opportunity to potentially spend the last few years of their life living in absolute style at a knockout facility. That's the Birches on Maple. And, you know, of course, we'll give you some more information about that right now. So, Mr. Senfeld, if we could, I would love to, since we have a bit more time, expand a bit more on the actual facilities themselves. You know, this is the product of, you know, intense research on your and Loy Howard's and the rest of the executive team, kind of going out and assessing what other facilities are like and the things that they do wrong, you guys are going to do right. From just the initial conversation, this sounds like a excellent facility. I would be proud to have any member of my family staying here. Could you tell us a bit more, again, about the facilities,
sure,
the amenities, things that people can look forward to?
Sure. And I'll start with the active community. I would invite anybody to come and take a look at our clubhouse. There's going to be so much going on in the clubhouse. There's a cardio room. There's a yoga room. There's an indoor lap pool. And as I said earlier, we have an activity coordinator who will be doing her primary job is to bring activities and events to the members of our community. And they're already doing things like water aerobics, yoga, Pilates, sound bath, which is sort of meditation, healthy living, healthy diet. A lot of this is brought to us through Get Healthy, Live Well, which is a phenomenal piece of what Tanner does, really engaging the community, educating them on chronic disease management. But with active community, it's healthy lifestyle. So lots going on. If you even look at the way the community was planned, it's planned with walkways in between the homes. The houses actually have two fronts. One is the front that you see from the road. The other one is the front that your neighbor sees, which invites you to come out. You'll see porches all over the houses. Very engaging, getting people out, getting people walking over to the community garden, which is phenomenal. Walking trails. Tanner is very interested in green space, so there's lots of that within the community.
Right there at the green belt.
Right there at the green belt. I was about to talk about that. Yeah, exactly. We are within walking distance of the green belt. And encouraging our members to get out there and engage with the community. We're, again, looking at merchants. How do we tie all the merchants in? A lot of folks that are coming to the Birches are not from Carroll County, and we want them to see that our merchants want them to come out, shop at their stores, and be engaged. But then when we move over to the tower, one of the big aspects that are important to folks in the senior living facility is dietary. And we've just hired our executive chef, has a phenomenal pedigree. We just spent some time together, and he's extremely motivated to bring healthy diet to our seniors, low preservatives, locally sourced if possible. We're working on menus now, and so that's a very important part. Inside of the facility itself, there's a huge dining area for our independent with outdoor dining potentially, a pretty nice, well-appointed bar. On the active side, again, those diets can be limiting, but we're going to do everything we can to make that, you know, just as nice for our assisted living and our memory care as well.
And so I think it's interesting, you know, a lot of these facilities or retirement, you know, elderly communities, you'll pull up, it's just a big box. And inside, you know, they got little apartments. There is a diverse assortment of living options. You have homes, you have cottages, you have the condos inside the tower, I believe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So depending on your needs, you can kind of customize your experience to whatever that, you know, you're looking for.
That's true. I mean, we have everything from studio apartments to two bedroom apartments. Yeah. And I think one of the areas I just want to highlight and it is absolutely stunning. I told you before that Tanner's very invested in green space. There is a courtyard inside of the tower that is absolutely spectacular. It has koi ponds, walking trails. All of it is visible from the condos. I mean, it is truly an amazing aspect of this community.
And I know that there is a focus on an integration with healthcare services. So I'm going to throw it over to Ruth Allison. Ruth Allison, could you speak a bit about what patients could expect to receive as far as primary care is concerned from the Birches on Maple?
Sure. Well, kind of your regular primary care clinic with just special access for the patients that are living at the Birches. You know, they'll kind of have their own first come first serve needs at the clinic. They can get in same day for a sick visit. They can do their annual wellness visits. We definitely highlight Medicare annual wellness visits. Those are free to Medicare patients. And they basically, we give the patients all of the preventative care that Medicare pays for. So we really enjoy doing those. You know, surgical clearances, we'll see you when you get out of the hospital, even though we hope to keep you out of there, and just general problem visits.
So are you able, oh, sorry, sir, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's just great points. One of the areas that we have noticed at Birches in Villa Rica is that keeping our residents out of these waiting rooms of your typical primary care mm-hmm. or internal medicine visit, which they're very, very busy. There's lots of people in there that are sick. Mm-hmm. And the exposure aspects we feel like are harmful to a lot of our seniors who are getting fragile as they get older. So having Ruth Allison available next door, having Tanner Healthcare care available within the facility, though, and limiting how often we have to take somebody to a waiting room, to an emergency room where they get exposed or even bring something back to the community, we absolutely feel like that's one of the reasons our seniors are healthier and are living longer at the Birches.
Absolutely. I mean, it's right on hand. You got Ruth Allison right on deck. I mean, if something happens, you can go straight to her. Now, would you be able to do like lab work? Or, you know, procedures or vaccinations on site?
Yes. So we'll have just regular point of care labs, some rapid testing as well, rapid flu, rapid COVID, and lab on site. So they'll draw your labs, send them off, and they'll be back within a day or two at least.
What about like colonoscopies, mammograms, things that the elderly community is going to have to keep an eye on?
Yeah, so preventative care is everything in primary care. And so we will make the referrals to the gastroenterologist for the colonoscopy, mammograms. We do pap smears as well. Just some of those preventative cares is very important to us.
Now, I know that, you know, this, you're going to have your hands full with the homes and the condos and the cottages. A variety of persons living there on site, but you're going to have this medical facility. Now, is there any chance this would extend beyond the residents to people that may live in the community, or is it going to be limited exclusively to the folks in the Birches on Maple?
Great question. So we will definitely be available to the community of the adult population that's 18 and up. Just if you're looking for a primary care provider, if you don't want a long waiting list to get in and you need to be seen soon to establish care, you just moved here, or you're looking to do establish continuity with your provider, we're available to the general population as well.
That's fantastic. So you will perform annual wellness visits for Medicare for the folks that are in there.
Yes, that's exciting.
This is tremendous. And on top of everything else, with your history of nutrition and diet, I mean, you'll be able to counsel the residents, as I mean, of course they'll have the very well thought out diet courtesy of the chef, but you'll also be able to counsel them on that too.
Yes.
So, how does this life plan approach enhance the community of healthcare for seniors?
I think overall, it seems like you have everything you would need, you know, and when you get a certain age, transportation is difficult. Being able to get out and walk across the street to your provider's office is awesome. That's good for their health, and they're not having to drive because a lot of them lose that autonomy. And so this is a way for them to still feel like they have autonomy and being able to go see their doctor.
Absolutely. Now, would there be shuttles? I wasn't sure if there was transportation.
Yes, we provide transportation. And that was such a great point that Ruth Allenson just made. Another aspect of what we're looking at Tanner is how can technology be used in senior living to help enhance life and to help in the healthcare arena. And so we're looking at, and these again are just things that we're looking at that we hope to implement. A great example is remote patient monitoring. You have to remember, these are somebody's parents or somebody's spouse perhaps and they want to know how they're doing. It's one of the reasons they're there. They want to make sure they're taking their medicines, their O2 levels are good, their sugar is fine, their blood pressure is good. And with remote patient monitoring, they could actually see those kinds of things from a distance. With MyChart, which is part of a Epic program that we use, a family member could actually, you were just asking Ruth Allenson about lab work, they can actually see mom or dad's lab work through MyChart, and they may be living in another state if they have access. And so there's things like that we feel like are very helpful. We're actually looking at a new technology that's out that can actually monitor somebody and predict falls within a senior living environment. And that's one of the biggest issues for us, and I'm sure Ruth Allenson would agree. I mean, when a senior falls, breaks a long bone or a hip, that's not a good predictor for longevity. So anything we can do that would help us potentially predict and intervene if possible, we feel like, is very advantageous for us. Hopefully what you're hearing and the community is hearing is this isn't about just, okay, we're going to put these seniors in some place and, we're going to charge a fee. It really is about extending life. And it really is for us about making their lives as satisfying as possible until that end.
I mean, one only needs to check out the conceptual drawings or stop by and see the success that has already been achieved in terms of constructing the facility to tell that this is made for long term. I mean, folks that, obviously the care is available, the activities are available. And I mean, for me personally, just knowing that a family member didn't feel isolated and that through this technology, I can check on them, see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very welcoming environment. And I think this is definitely a big change compared to what most folks are used to. Before we take our last break, I did want to just remind people that the Birches on Maple will be having a community preview day on August 27th. Now, they're shooting for a final construction date around October, so everything will be done. But you can get a community preview day, and you can register for a personal tour of the community and the living options at liveatthebirches.com. That's liveatthebirches.com. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Executive Vice President of Behavioral Health at Tanner Health System, Wayne Senfeld, and Certified Family Nurse Practitioner, Ruth Allenson Griffin, as we chat more about the Birches on Maple Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, August 13th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are chatting with Wayne Senfeld and Ruth Allison Griffin with Tanner Health System. If you haven't been able to see any of the program before, please go back and check out the full podcast of this episode or the live stream on either the WLBB Facebook page or the Tanner Health System page. And you can kind of get the full story. There's a lot of information covered, a lot of good information, particularly if you have a member of your family that is starting to get concerned about, you know, their health, the possibility of falling in their home. This Birches on Maple is the spot that you're going to want to look into, because it is a breathtaking facility in terms of everything that's at the fingertips of the community, the residents, activities, healthcare integration services right there at the facility, and so much more. We do have a comment here on the live stream. from Miss Hannah. We have a, how does the Birches make it possible? I'm going to need to come in here because I can't read this. How does the Birches make it possible for family units and spouses to stay together versus living separately due to differing levels of care needs? That's a great question.
That is a great question. And we have actually addressed that a couple of times. So we have, depending on the need of the spouse, it sounds like maybe somebody needs memory care or assisted living. We actually have, I know of one family who the wife is moving into the independent because she's still driving and, you know, she's independent doing her thing. But her husband needs, unfortunately, some memory care. And so he'll be in the facility, but they'll eat meals together and she can go see him and that kind of thing. But we also have some that are like, okay, well, I want to be with my spouse. And so we do have two-bedroom units over in assisted living. And some of our folks have decided I'm just going to live there, even though I'm independent. I'm going to live in assisted so I can help him or her and be right there with them. So we can make accommodations for that. I mean, that's really, you know, our focus is these are the folks that coming in there who often have helped build this community. We've stood on their shoulders. And it's important for Tanner that we feel like we're giving back. We're making those kinds of accommodations to help take care of them when they need us.
And you made the point throughout the program, you know, investing in the longevity mm-hmm. of these residents, not mm-hmm. just, you know, giving them a peaceful swan song. This is about really like taking care of them and trying to help promote that longevity and yeah. being able to be with their loved ones is yeah. such a big deal.
It is.
We have about a minute and a half left. So if we could, please, whoever would like to take this, could you guys let us know a bit more about a community preview day coming up on August 27th?
Well, we just hope everybody would come out there. We really want you to meet Ruth Allison, who is going to be a huge hit in this community. Her reputation is phenomenal. We want you to come see the facility. We want you to help us celebrate a milestone for Tanner and for our community. And so we're looking forward to seeing you then. I'll be there as well.
It'll be a great opportunity to see the clinic in person, get to see the nice, really large exam rooms. That's going to be awesome. We'll have a conference room in the back where the Get Healthy, Live Well. We'll meet sometimes there as well, and we'll be there to shake your hand and meet you.
All right. For more information about that, visit liveatthebirches.com, and you can register for a personal tour of the community and living options. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
National Headlines.